I come from the country of Tanzania, the capital city of Dar es Salaam. And we have lots of tribes there. The tribe that I belong to, 99% of the people are Islamic. As a Muslim, I felt that we're like a chosen people, very unique, a chosen people. And I grew up in a very religious family. I went to an Islamic school when I was a small kid. I helped my father in some Islamic duties, like to help with prayer and, you know, and things that needed to be done in the mosque. My father himself is a great leader within the Muslim community. He's a sheikh, and then I have uncles, I have brothers that are Islamic clerics. So I kind of grew up in that environment, and my understanding of Islam was that Islam was everything to us, or to me. So I had that passion, I had that hunger for the truth as a Muslim. And as I was searching for truth, I came across Christians. The Christians in my country, they have a special program to reach out to the Islamic community. And one of the strategies they use is to befriend the Muslims. And they get to know them on a personal level. And then they befriend them. And at some point, they share the gospel of Jesus Christ. So this Christian friend wanted to know something about my religion. And he actually came to the mosque with me on a Friday afternoon. And I invited him to the mosque, and we said the prayer together. You know, even though I wasn't sure why he was interested, but he came to our mosque and he listened to my father, you know, give a speech that particular evening. And then after that, nothing happened. You know, our friendship continued for a long time. And after a couple months, he invited me to church. He said, "Would you like to come and join us?" And based on our friendship and my curiosity about other religions and my passion to know the truth, I accepted. I said, "Sure, I will come." But deep inside my heart, I knew that I was just doing that because I wanted to know what's going on, but I wasn't going to change my religion. So we went to church, and it was a different experience for me because I've never been to church before. The message of the preacher that day was about God's covenant. And he said that, you know, the God of the Bible is a God of covenants. He makes covenant with his people. You read throughout the Old Testament, the New Testament, he has made all kinds of covenants. And then this is interesting because he gave this example and he said, for instance, you know, you go to your neighbor's friend, your neighbor's house, and you decide to work for him, you know. You sweep his house, you know, you mop his floor, or you do anything good. Your neighbor will be very happy if you do something like that. But at the end of the day, if you ask him to pay you money for what you have done, he or she has the right to say no or yes based on the covenant. If there are if there was no covenant that was made, they can say no, you know. So in other words, your works are in vain. So he kind of related that to how important covenants are with God. And without that covenant, it doesn't matter what you do in life. You'll be the best person, help the poor, but at the end of the day, God is going to reject you. And in the last days, he has made a covenant for all humans through the person of Jesus Christ. What strike me most is that I heard God explained in a way I've never heard before in my life. So it's like I had my own way of doing things. I go to the mosque, I hear people share in a certain way. But this was completely new. I've never heard anybody explain God from that perspective. This was different. Yeah, this was different. And so I was curious. And that's why my friend came in. He was waiting for me to reach that point so that he can share with me the gospel. So he bought me a Bible. And we began to read the scriptures, you know, from book to book, but most of the time we were arguing, you know, exchanging ideas, you know. And he would invite me to church. I'll go to church with him, but I didn't want my people to know, you know, because, you know, I didn't want anybody to find out. So after church, my friend would ask me and say, okay, what didn't you understand in church? And then I'll explain to him, I didn't understand this point. And then we'll engage ourselves in a lengthy discussion. And then it reached a point where, after 10 months, I slowly began to understand the mission of Jesus. Why Jesus and not any other person, you know? And I can say that it was the work of the Spirit, because I didn't know everything, but that understanding of the mission of Jesus Christ began to sink in me, and I knew that I needed to know more about the Messiah. What helped me is that hunger for God was so strong in me as a Muslim in general, because I wanted to be a Muslim cleric. That was my goal. So after Christ was introduced to me, I knew that, you know, if life was to be meaningful, I have to believe in this Messiah, based on what my friends explained to me and based on what I read from the scriptures and the discussion that we had together, you know. So I knew that if life was to have meaning, I needed to know this Messiah. And it just happened that it reached a point where I could not resist God anymore. I knew that it's Jesus that I needed. I went to his church again. And after the service, the preacher made an invitation. I raised up my hand, and they prayed for me. And I gave my life to Jesus Christ. That decision changed my life in a sense that I used to make such a big deal with out of religion. I did not understand the difference between God as God the Creator and religion as a group of people trying to find God. And, you know, before I was taught that, you know, God is so big and he's out there, and you know, I pray, I do all kinds of good things, but at the end of the day, we'll see what happens, because that assurance is not there. When I became a Christian, I felt connected with my Creator. You know, I can pray to him, I can talk to him, the connection is there. When I speak to Muslims, I will try to help them understand the difference between God and religion. There is a difference, because I think that's where the confusion comes. Most of the times we talk about our religions, and, you know, we have all kinds of discussions that lead to nowhere. But I want them to see that there is a God who created the universe, created everything, and is interested in each one of us. And it does not matter what religious background you come from, what social status you come from, or whether you are rich or poor, he is interested in you. And he wants to make a difference in your life. And a good passage from the Bible that I will share is the Sermon on the Mount. I think, you know, it's a good place to start, you know, the Sermon on the Mount, when Jesus Christ was talking, you know, blessed are those who are pure in heart, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. I think that's powerful, and it matches with the mindset of most Muslims. They should accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and he's the only one who can change their life, because I think first, I'm going to help them understand first who Jesus is. If you just see Jesus Christ as a carpenter's son and just some guy, you know, who lives in a neighborhood, then they shouldn't. Yeah. But if you see Jesus more than a prophet, I think that's a good starting point. And that's what made a difference in me, because I looked at Jesus Christ just as a person. So he didn't make any difference to me, you know. But if we understand who Jesus is, then it shouldn't be a difficult thing to accept him as Lord and Savior. Because once we understand who he is, then we are all going to need him. I know that I am not a unique situation. What God did to me, He can do it to anybody. And my prayer is that they'll also see the truth, they'll see the light. And I know that is possible because, you know, if I came out of, you know, that background and He pulled me out, you know, He can do it to anybody. And that's my prayer.